WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Fun Friday. Brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. Our Fun Friday question today, what is your favorite part of fall? You can answer that on WBSM's Facebook page, on our app, using app chat or open line voicemails, or you can give me a call, 508-996-0500. I mean, I love everything about the fall. I love the weather. I love that feeling of crispness in the air. That's really the only word I can use for it. You have that little bit of a cold bite, but it's not too bad. You get that cool air coming in from the windows at night. I love that feeling. I love the leaves changing, although I'm not, going to go jump in the car and drive to go look at them. But I like looking out the window and seeing it. And of course, I do like spooky season, but I love all the colors of fall. I love all of the flavors of fall. Yeah, I'm a pumpkin spice person, but I also like all the apple stuff. I'm also, I've got my football kind of tradition. If I'm home, what I like to do is I like to get up, go get my pumpkin spice coffee, or make one at home if I have some, and then sit down and watch the Patriots game. And when I first moved out on my own years ago, it was the year that Tom Brady took over for Drew Bledsoe. And where I lived, there was a Dunkin' Donuts about a mile down the road. And so I would just get up in the morning. At that time, I got the newspapers delivered to the house. So I got the Sunday Standard Times and the Sunday Boston Globe. And I would go up and get my coffee, come home, sit down with the newspapers, read through both, and then put on the Patriots. It was like the perfect fall day. And I still, I don't read the papers anymore, but I'll still read through stuff on a Sunday morning. And there's usually a little work I got to do. But it's nice on a fall day to say, I can go leave the house if I want and do something. But again, of course, it's also spooky season, so that gets me excited too. So what is your favorite part about the fall? That's our Fun Friday question today. Now, I'm going to talk about a little something that not all of you out there will care about. Not all of you will want to hear about. But those who will, I want you to have this information. Because our friends over at Fun 107 are getting the chance to do something pretty awesome. So with this new Taylor Swift album that's coming out next weekend, and this is a big deal for Taylor Swift fans. So the album is called The Life of a Showgirl. And as part of the celebration opening weekend, there's a movie that's coming out. It's like a movie / listening party. It's a very interesting idea. I love the idea. It's called The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. And it's only going to be in theaters from October 3rd through October 5th. And AMC Dartmouth is going to be one of those theaters that is showing this. And basically what it is, it's a listening party for the new Taylor Swift album. But she's going to be on screen and like talking to the audience and stuff like that. And so there's going to be people going crazy to get into this thing. And Fun 107 has arranged to have their own kind of private showing of this for Fun 107 audience winners. So, but to get in, you've got to win. So if you go to fun107.com, they've got all the details there. And I was never, I had never gone to a listening party for a new album before until last year when the new Pearl Jam album came out and Max J Records down the street was doing a listening party. I said, well, I'm going to go to that. And I've gone to a couple over there now and I love doing it. It's a little cramped in there though, when a lot of people are interested in a new album. And so that's why getting a theater like this is a pretty good idea. So you get to go and hear the album in its entirety and, you know, see whatever other cool visuals Taylor Swift has come up with for it. And you could be going for free. You just got to enter it, fun107.com. So that's for you Taylor Swift fans out there, or if you know a Taylor Swift fan in your family or amongst your friends, you can tell them about it. I mean, I'm not going to go, but that's because I'm going to be at that time taking part in the Podkawa 5K. So it's the same time as that event. So I'm already previously committed. Sorry, I can't go. Well, I wasn't going to go anyway. Not that I dislike Taylor Swift. I just don't want to go sit in a theater listening party for the album. I'll listen to it. I've listened to a lot of her albums at least once, usually kind of once. It's just not my thing. But if you would like to take part in the Podkawa 5K, they're still taking signups, and you can even register on the day of if you want to. But it's better to get your registration ahead of time. First of all, they make sure then that you can get a shirt. I don't know if they've run out of shirts yet with the pre-registrations, but then also, you know, you can do a little fundraising. And if you want to support the race itself without taking part, or if you are listening somewhere else in the country, hi Loretta in Seattle, if you're listening somewhere else and you want to make a donation online, you can do that at southcoasthealth.org. But if you want to take part remotely, you can sign up and walk the 5K wherever you are and still have a kind of count toward this. Or you can just make a straight donation to the Podkawa 5K. Or if you want to, you can make a donation to my fundraising campaign, which you'll find there under the fundraising tab there. So I had put a goal of $250. I think I'm up to $50. Thank you to whoever donated that. So if you want to make a donation, I picked the low level because I'd rather see people honestly just go and donate directly to the race. But if you want to support me and my walk, put it this way, if I hit my goal, I'll definitely walk a little faster. But the good thing about it is there's so many ways to get involved. So even if you don't like me, don't let that stop you from donating to the race itself. And that's happening on October 5th. And I hope to see a lot of you out there. WBSM street team will be there. So we'll have the tent set up and everything. Come on over and say hello. 508-996-0500. Another story that we had up for you yesterday is, and you might have seen this, I actually encountered it the other day. The New Bedford Police Department is now training officers for bicycle patrols. So they're actually going to be patrolling the city on bicycles. So I know a lot of folks had wanted to, you know, they said certain neighborhoods need to have a beat cop back, walking the beat. Well, this is kind of the same idea. It's still that community policing idea, but it's a little easier on a bicycle to, first of all, respond to another call, but also to get around. It's nice when you've got a seat you can sit on while walking the beat. But so they are training these bicycle officers, and you can see photos and read about it at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. But they also are not only utilizing traditional bicycles, but also e-bikes. And so right now they have Officer Tony Pereira on e-bike patrol in the North End. And I saw him on Saturday. I'm assuming it was him, unless it was another officer on an e-bike. But I had gone to a couple of yard sales in the North End. I'd gone to Gifts to Give, and I was on my way between Gifts to Give and Savers, and I'd stopped at a couple of yard sales, and I saw him down in the Church Street area. And I said, oh, is that a police officer on an e-bike? I didn't know that they had bicycle patrols in New Bedford. And then I got down to say, you know, because you got to wait at the light and everything. When I got down to Savers, he had pulled up in front of the McDonald's at the sign of the plaza there. And he was talking to a couple of people who were, they looked like they might have been panhandlers, but he was talking to them. And then I had gone into Savers, so I don't know where I went from there. But I said, oh, that's very interesting. And I was like, is that a new thing? Do they have these patrols? Or is this just an officer who is, you know, on his way to work and he's taking his e-bike? And I made a mental note to reach out to the police department to find out if there were police patrols. And then I forgot because I had a million things going on. But then they posted yesterday on Facebook that this is actually a new program that they're putting into place. And, you know, the comments are immediately there like, oh, what a great idea. Start that when it's almost winter. But I think, you know, this is the time of year to start it, fall or spring, because you don't want to start it in the middle of summer when it's hot and sweaty. And also when there's more people around and they couldn't take the time to take these officers and put them through the training. They had to be out there on duty. So, you know, it's not like this is, they can train them now and bring them back out again in the spring. It's not like they're going to stick them out there in the winter on bicycles. I mean, it's up to them. Maybe they will. But I think this is a great idea. Wareham for a long time had bike cops for the beaches. So in the beach area, so Onset, Swift's Beach, Cremisit, they would have officers on bicycles downtown. And usually these were, we jokingly called them the rent-a-cops because they were summer seasonal officers. So they were hired just for the summer season. They might be, you know, college students, or they might be people who vacation here for this, you know, they have a home here in Wareham. And so these were seasonal officers that would be out on these bicycles, but you'd see them everywhere. So I think this is a good thing. I'm sure the officers will like having, you know, the exercise. I'm sure people will enjoy seeing the officers out on the street. They can interact with them, talk to them. And this is a step toward, you know, better community policing. What do you think? 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We can talk about that. We can talk about all the news of the week. We can talk about the Comey indictment if you want to. I think he seems, you know, like he said, he knew this was coming. He was expecting it. So I think he's already got his legal strategy in place. But he put out that message on social media where he said that he welcomes a trial. And you know how he is. He likes to make headlines. As much as he tries to downplay things and seem even keel, he loves making headlines. So I think he might have some things to say if this does go to a trial. So we'll keep an eye on that. Let's see. Channel 12 is asking, what is your go-to breakfast order? And the lead is either eggs or an omelet. Pancakes or waffles is next, and then breakfast sandwiches. I'm a French toast guy. I'm an omelet before eggs, and I'm French toast before anything else. 508-996-0500. Let's take this call before we get to take a break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hello, Mr. Weisberg.
Good morning.
The $64,000 question. Is the mayor providing the bikes?
The department has purchased the bikes, yes. So the department has some bikes already, and they are purchasing more. They got a grant for this.
You know, when I was growing up, we had them walking and on bikes, and it's a good idea because we got to know the cops, and they got to know the people in the community. It was wonderful. Now, we know it's temporary because the winter's coming, So are they going to do this all the time next summer or spring?
I'm not sure what the plan is for it, but I would assume that they, you know, it's not going to take too long to get them trained. They could probably have them out for the fall.
Wait a minute. Trained to ride a bike?
To how to respond to calls on a bicycle. So if you look at some of the photos, you can see they have them like doing some like obstacle course kind of stuff.
They're going to have to respond to calls on their bike.
Yeah.
So jeepers, I hope somebody's not out there killing them while they're pedaling their bike over here.
I don't think so. No.
Another thing, while I was out and about, I heard the radio and on the news, I think somebody suing the Reese's peanut butter thing or something.
I didn't hear that.
The candy. Yeah. They're suing Reese's pumpkin chocolate something. And they said it's supposed to be scary and all. And when they unwrapped it, there was nothing. It was plain chocolate. And yeah, it was right on your radio station.
That's,
I said, I'm going to find out all about that when I call you up.
That sounds like a weak lawsuit.
I think they lost it. They didn't win anything.
Yeah, Hershey, I just saw the headline here. Hershey wins lawsuit claiming its Reese's Halloween candies aren't spooky enough. I mean, I don't care if it's spooky. I just care if it's delicious.
Me too. And they said it didn't cause any damages or anything. So, at least they tried to get some money. Now, I'm still waiting because they advertised Ferrero or something. Putting out the white chocolate that Nestle's used to do, and it was supposed to be out already. And I'm wondering if anybody's seen it yet, because I ain't going to get one. I'm just going to get one. It's not going to wipe my plan out. So just one. So if you spot it anywhere, I hope you say it out here on the air.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'd definitely let you know if I saw it somewhere. But this is a white Nestle Crunch bar, right? That's what you're looking for.
Yes, it is. But they're taken over by Ferrero. For some reason, Nestle's not going to do it. But I guess they're giving them permission to do it because it's the same thing, they said. The same chocolate. Crunchy, crispy, whatever, however they say it. But I saw that and I couldn't get it out of my head. Now, I'm surprised Walmart and, even the Market Basket, a Stop and Shop for sure.
Well, it might take a little while to get it out there. But, you say you've had it in your head since you saw it. Ever since I saw your post about it, I've had this in my head. So I know you said it's a crunch bar, so it's not the same as the Alpine White. But if it means we could maybe get this commercial back, I'd be all for it.
Yeah, well, I did notice that it didn't say anything about Alpine or anything.
Right, yeah.
They tried making it and advertising it as if it was just like that bar.
This looks like, I mean, looking at the bar, it looks like it looks the same as a Crunch, but that's back when Nestle had its straight chocolate bar that I don't think they make it anymore. They're just the regular Nestle chocolate bar.
You know, I never tried the Nestle, I've never had it. So this is why I'm adamant I want to go after it. I want to see the big deal because the music is great. So how can a chocolate bar that has a musical ad like that sound so great? That chocolate has to be.
it
is a white chocolate.
The other day I was in Acushnet River Antiques in New Bedford, and they had one of the booths there. So that commercial was created by an artist named Maxfield Parrish, and they had books about Maxfield Parrish. And I wanted to like leaf through the book to see if any of them mentioned the commercial, but I didn't have time to go through the books.
Mm. So you're going on the first flight?
Yes, Monday morning.
And that's right over here from our own airport over here?
Yes, New Bedford to Boston every day now.
Wow. That's something. And what, 15 minutes or something? A 15-minute ride?
It's 15-minute flight time. So the ride itself takes about, 35 minutes altogether because, you got to get in the plane, get up and get down. But you're only actually in the air for about 15 minutes, depending on how quickly you can land at Logan.
So then I should assume that a person like me who just cannot get on a plane because, thinking it's going to be going down, if this is such a short ride, I could probably try to force myself, and that'll probably be the plane that'll go down. That's what will happen to me. Okay, it won't happen to you or anybody else. It's going to happen to me.
I don't think so. I think you'd be okay.
Oh, and you already know, and I know you don't like when I say stuff like this. So get your finger on the button. I'm not going to swear, but I know you don't like the things I say. So If you want to hang up on me, it's fine. But if I do get on a plane and I see one towel head, I am out of there. Okay? I'm out. I don't trust them because they kill Americans, and that's their whole reason for being here.
That is super racist.
Call it what you want. Okay?
I want to call it super racist.
Comey's in trouble. I'm so happy. When I saw that somebody had posted on social media, you know, the FBI and everything knocking at his door, I had to repost it myself because it was too much. I want to see them knocking at Pelosi's door, AOC's door, Hillary's door, Obama's door. Obama, I want to see him in the shackles with my own eyes. I want to see him in prison clothes with the stripes on him.
Never going to happen.
Bright orange. But what?
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
No, because he didn't do anything.
Can you tell me why that won't happen when it's just? It's very
because
just.
He didn't do anything. Your crazy conspiracy theories aren't a crime.
He was a fake president.
Why was he a fake president?
He's a fake president because he was not born here. And I know you don't like my TSO, so we're going to start up right near the end of the call.
You I don't like what you say because you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. He's also fake being married to a woman when he knows he's being married to a woman.
Oh, my God.
I know you can't accept it. You can't accept it when the rest of the world...
Why do you care? Even if it was true, why would you care?
Listen, I don't care what he marries. The thing is, why did he feel he has to lie to the United States, to the Americans? If you're proud of being married to a man, be proud of him.
No, he's a president. You love lies to Americans every day.
No, he does not.
Oh, my God.
Not as much as they do. And he doesn't
know. Oh, not as much. Okay, so that makes it okay. All right.
They're murdering people, and you know they're murdering people. Look what happened to Mr. Kirk. Come on. Have a little sympathy.
Mary, I just got a message from someone who says, I just got a message from somebody who says, if you were on the plane, they'd get off too.
Do you see the good. Run out. I'm not going to miss you, whoever the hell you are. Couldn't care less. That's another commie calling in and saying that stuff, okay? I have a right to believe what I want to believe. The left are killing people.
You have a right to be racist. It's not a good look. I wouldn't do it.
I'm not a racist at all. That's just what they call Trump, a racist, and he's not.
You literally just made a racist comment. That's a racist comment.
Not at all. Listen, you can be a Trump hater. You can be, and you're trying to say you're independent. I don't believe you. I know you're more on the Dem side. And you're saying, no, I never was. I've always voted by who they were.
No, I have the same ideology. I'm just not a registered Democrat.
Well, I'm not a registered Republican because I can go back and forth to both parties.
Yeah, I'm unenrolled for that very reason, so that I can vote in whatever primary is the most important. But I do have to hold you there because I'm late for the news and a break.
Because you want to get rid of me. You want to get rid of me.
No, because it's 7:32 and I haven't taken the break or played the news.
I'm playing.
Okay.
Go find that chocolate. Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna wear a turban next time I'm on the plane with you.
Well, I won't be there to see it, but you know what? Take a picture of it and post it. I want to see you with a towel on your head.
You can see me on the plane because that part is definitely happening. All right. You have a good day and a good weekend.
You too. All right. You too. Bye.
Okay. I got to take this break. We'll get the news, and then we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. Stick around.
Wake up! Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
An update on the Texas ICE attack. Vulnerable adults held captive in South Carolina, and changes coming to Social Security payments.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The sniper who shot up an ICE field office in Dallas left behind a trail of evidence. The feds yesterday revealed what they found on handwritten notes in his home.
He called the ICE employees people showing up to collect a dirty paycheck.
Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson says this is the very definition of terrorism. One person in ICE custody was killed in the attack, two others injured. The sniper killed himself when confronted by police. The FBI says the bolt-action rifle was legally bought last month. Authorities say the accused gunman in the assassination of Charlie Kirk made contact with an officer hours after the shooting occurred. Police say Tyler Robinson encountered a police officer near where investigators recovered the alleged murder weapon in the woods of Utah Valley University's campus. The officer was guarding the perimeter around 6:30 p.m. on September 10th after authorities placed the campus on lockdown, Robinson facing charges, including aggravated murder. The NYPD releasing surveillance video of a suspect who put a gun to a 99-year-old Manhattan man's throat.
It happened Monday morning during a home invasion robbery at Audubon Avenue and West 187th Street in Hudson Heights. Police say the gunman forced his way into the building and the elderly man's apartment, terrorizing and injuring him before fleeing with $20,000. The victim suffered broken bones in two fingers and a lacerated hand, and the suspect, he's still on the loose. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A South Carolina man charged in connection to a false imprisonment of four vulnerable adults. Police took Donnie Ray Birchfield Jr. into custody last month after officers responded to a report of an unattended death at his home. The police report revealed that Birchfield allegedly confined the adults, exploiting them financially by stealing their money, but the details surrounding the conditions of their captivity is still under investigation. Authorities are working to piece together the full extent of the alleged crimes. President Trump has met with the leader of Turkey at the White House during a tense time between the two nations. During a joint appearance at the Oval Office yesterday, Trump said he hopes to get a lot done with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in terms of trade, investment, and defense.
We do a lot of trade with Turkey, and we're going to continue. We're going to do some additional trade.
Erdogan has been critical of Trump's comments that the rest of the world needs to work harder on world peace, claiming the U.S. needs to do more. Trump called Erdogan a tough guy and said that they'll be discussing the possible sale of American fighter jets to Turkey. President Trump trying to clear a path that would allow TikTok to keep operating in the U.S. White House sources say Trump is expected to sign a deal soon that will allow for a sale of the popular platform after years of threatening to pull it because it's owned by a Chinese company. Under the deal, the app's U.S. operations will be run by a new U.S.-based company. TikTok's current owner, ByteDance, will hold under 20% of the stock in the new company. The Social Security Administration encouraging recipients to switch their benefits to an electronic form of payment ahead of its shift on September 30th. According to the SSA Commission, the transition is expected to affect less than 1% of beneficiaries who currently get paper checks. Anyone who is not enrolled in direct deposit or opted for the Direct Express card is asked to do so this week to continue receiving their payments on time. Merriam-Webster is adding 5,000 new words to its collegiate dictionary, including doom scroll, dumb phone, and WFH, work from home. The publisher announced this week it has revised and reimagined its 12th edition, a full 22 years after its last update. Other editions include cold brew, riz, dad bod, hard pass, and cancel culture. The company is also including curated word lists, including words from the 1990s and words for things that often go unnamed. Hershey, the winner of a lawsuit, claiming its Reese's Halloween candies are not spooky enough.
The class action lawsuit accused the company of false advertising because its jack-o'-lantern Reese's cups don't have a face, but the packaging for the product depicts a grinning pumpkin. The consumers claimed they were disappointed when they unwrapped the treat. But a U.S. district judge ruled the lawsuit failed to prove that there was any economic injury. I'm Chris Caraggio.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays in Toronto last night, 6-1. Sox heading to Detroit tonight, playing the Tigers at 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Finally drying out today after the last few days. Partial sunshine today up near 80. Some clouds tonight, 59. As we head into the weekend, more clouds than sun tomorrow, 74. 71, mostly cloudy on Sunday. Partial sun returns on Monday, 73. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. We'll start, as always, with our celebrity birthdays. Brian Ferry of the band Roxy Music is celebrating his 80th birthday today. Linda Hamilton, who battled the Terminator in the 80s and 90s, is 69. Cindy Herron of the musical group En Vogue turned 64. Melissa Sue Anderson, who played older sister Mary Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie, is 63. Actress and model Lizette Anthony is 62. Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, turns 57. Tennis legend Serena Williams and actress and singer Christina Milian both are celebrating their 44th birthdays today. And comedian and TV host Lily Singh is 37.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely.
It was on this date in 1969 that the iconic blended family sitcom The Brady Bunch premiered on ABC. When they had somebody singing the theme song that first season instead of the kids doing it. And, of course, Gen X kids grew up watching reruns of The Brady Bunch every single day. And then we got The Brady Bunch movie and its Very Brady sequel. Still one of the best TV to movie adaptations. In 1979, U2 made their recorded debut with Three, a three-song EP featuring the songs Out of Control, Stories for Boys, and Boy Girl. Upon its release, all 1,000 copies of the 12-inch vinyl sold out instantly, making the EP the fastest-selling 12-inch record ever in Ireland. September 26, 1981, Bruce Dickinson joined UK metal band Iron Maiden. He had previously been the vocalist with Samson. On this date in 1982, Knight Rider premiered on NBC. That same day, At the Movies with Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert premiered in syndication, giving people the two thumbs up, two thumbs down movie review mentality. It was on this date in 1987 that Whitney Houston hit number one on the Billboard charts with
"Didn't We Almost Have It All."
I didn't even time that. That's kind of spooky how that worked out. Thank you, Whitney. September 26, 1987, Michael Jackson started a six-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with "Bad." Released nearly 5 years after Michael Jackson's previous studio album, Thriller, Bad went on to become the world's best-selling album, having sold between 30 to 45 million copies worldwide. The album produced five U.S. number ones, the first album to do so. And it was on this date in 1990 that Cop Rock debuted on ABC. The police drama with song and dance numbers didn't last long, and it's one of the few Randy Newman theme songs that people don't remember. It's about cops, and the cops are going to go and sing when they shoot the bad guys. Can't do a Randy Newman impression. Okay, in 1990, the Motion Picture Association of America announced a new rating of NC-17 to apply to adult films, replacing the X rating. In 1995, George Magazine premiered, published by John F. Kennedy Jr. Cindy Crawford dressed as George Washington on the front cover of the first edition. In 2001, Star Trek Enterprise premiered on UPN. And on September 26, 2003, a report published on request by artists to venues of their backstage requirements, you know, the contract writers, it said that Limp Bizkit insisted that all the lamps in their rooms be dimmable, while Mariah Carey would only have bendy straws, as she will not use straight ones. Van Halen insisted that backstage celery is trimmed and not peeled. The Red Hot Chili Peppers asked for a meditation room and a selection of aromatherapy candles. And Barry Manilow requested that the air temperature in the auditorium be kept at a regular 65 degrees. That's the Gen X Files for September 26, 2025. And by the way, those contract writers, you can actually read a whole bunch of those online. They're pretty funny. The Foo Fighters always had great ones. But the reason why they put a lot of this stuff, and it's not because they're picky, spoiled celebrities. A lot of it is just to see if somebody's paying attention and if somebody's actually trying to fulfill the deal. So I got to take a quick break here. We will be back in just a few moments. Before we take that break, I want to remind you that today is the big day over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Their fall favorite tasting is happening from 4 to 6 p.m. They're going to have all kinds of different things for you to try. We've been talking about it. There's going to be wines, whiskeys, so much more. You can try Cahobe, a French whiskey. You can try Dark Arts, my favorite. You can try Plymouth Bay Winery. You can try some of their spooky Halloween wines. So there's all kinds of things that will be going on today at Stevie's from 4 to 6. Your chance to try a lot, and you'll get 10% off anything that you want to buy that they're sampling today. And there's going to be giveaways, raffles, all kinds of stuff too. So come on by and hang out with us. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, today from 4 to 6 p.m. Let me get this break in. We'll come back with a call. We'll be right back. Hold on, I got to end that music. Okay, now we can take the break.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Hi. I wanted to make a comment about Michelle Obama.
Okay.
Everybody, all people say that about her. It's a man. That's not a man. Now, she's a woman. Not only that, you can tell, if you look at the kids, you can tell by looking at them, they look like both him and her.
Oh, they have a whole conspiracy theory about that. They have photos of people who worked for the Obamas that they say the kids are actually their kids. And no, it's a whole thing. It's a whole conspiracy theory that has no basis, and that is just disgusting.
I know. And then the other thing is... Well, she doesn't let him out of her sight. I mean, you never see him by himself or anything. You know what I mean? Very rarely.
I mean, I've seen him by himself a lot, but maybe that's just how they want to be. Maybe they're each other's best friend, and they want to be around each other all the time.
Yeah, and he's the kids are getting big. They're cute. Anyway, the other thing, you had Whitney Houston on, right? I saw her in concert. She is so mean. What's the name of that one up there? Great Woods.
Mm-hmm.
I took a client up there that was a quadriplegic, and they had an extra ticket, so I got to see her. But she says, if you can't sing, don't sing. Well, she was nasty. I would never go see her again. And the thing is...
well, you won't. You can't now.
I know, but she can sing beautiful. But you know who was awesome and very nice, let you go on the stage near her and everything? Diana Ross. And very classy. I saw her at Providence, and she comes and changes her outfits, and it was beautiful. She had her car out front, and there was a guard around her car. She's very nice, you know what I mean? Down to earth.
Sure, yeah.
Pleasant. One other thing I wanted to tell you, when I wait long, I forget what I'm going to tell you.
Might want to just write it down. That's what I do. I keep notes. I write things down that I want to bring up.
Don't be afraid of that plane, because, you know, I was in one of them little ones, too. Right out of there, because the person owned that hangar to the left. You know that hangar, the one that's closest to the woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I knew the people. My girlfriend from hairdressing school knew the owner of it, and I did go up in the plane with them, and it's not that bad. And
no, you can see everything. Not afraid. Yeah, I'm excited.
You can see everything real good. When you look down, you can see, like, you know, the houses.
Yeah, it flies low enough that you can still see things. You're not looking down at clouds.
Yeah.
So it'd be a fun time.
Yeah, you have a good weekend, and enjoy that flight.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
You're gonna talk to us from there, right?
Not from the plane, but I'll be broadcasting from the airport. But in the plane, I can't have my phone on.
All right.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
And I'm going to take one more break here, get one more break in before the end of the hour. We'll be back in a few moments. And that is Right Now by Van Halen. And if right now, men, you are not feeling like you are really the best way you could feel, if you feel like you could get a little help in your maleness, well, reach out to the Ultimate Men's Clinic. And check out their website, largernewbedford.com, because when you go to that website, you can see before and after photos of how they can help you with non-surgical procedures. So check out those photos, and you can see exactly what the Ultimate Men's Clinic can do for you. You can also go to their other website, theultimatemensclinic.com, or give them a phone call, 508-505-9100. And find out about all the great services they offer, from testosterone treatments to helping you with your performance in the bedroom. All of that and more. So check out theultimatemensclinic.com.